This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. George is going to join us in a few minutes. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to share with you something that has happened, and I believe I mentioned to you that I've been fired by my pulmonologist at the, you know, the hospital practice in Springfield, Missouri. And interesting. So I was kind of frosted, like, what happened? What possibly could have happened that would cause me to get fired? So I went to the meet the office manager of the practice, the pulmonology practice, and she wasn't there. And so I'm trying to find out exactly what I did. So lots of phone calls later, I found out what it was. Now, so I asked the office manager, what did I do? Explain to me what I could have possibly done to get myself fired. She said, well, says here that you have a nebulizer, and I'm paraphrasing, and you washed it out with water. I said, yeah. And that's the reason. I said, what?
You know, I've heard of PFD. And that's got to be the
greatest, gonna hear some
attempt to cover up YA I ever heard of.
Well, I'm going to give you some more in just a second. So I said, wash it out, yeah, and then followed by Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L, which is known to kill every pathogen on the planet, but didn't say that in the record. So now it says that, you know, Vincent, now this is my permanent hospital record saying that, you know, Vincent is just incorrigible. Vincent is non-compliant. So, non-compliant. What did he do that's non-compliant? He didn't rinse out a nebulizer properly. He used water. And yeah, it's partially true, but they didn't put the second part in there that followed it up with colloidal silver and Nixall. Okay. All right, so I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it. So finally, last week, toward the end of the week, I was on the phone with this office manager, and I was so frosted. I said, no, I don't think any of this is true. And she said, actually, here it says right here, right here in your record, it says that you will not take the medication that is prescribed. And I said, that's not true. She said, well, it's recommended twice a day, and you only did it once. I said, that's not true. And then I got so annoyed, I said, prove it. You're making this accusation, prove it. And, of course, how could she prove it? She can't. So I said, no, actually what happened was I asked the doctor, the pulmonologist, I said, look, and I used the word allergic, and I meant it in kind of a humorous way, that I'm allergic to taking medication. And she knows that I meant it in a humorous way. I don't want to take it unless I absolutely, positively have to. Okay? Otherwise, I don't want to take it. And I said, what I'd like to do is wean off it. So if it's twice a day, can I get down to once a day? Can I get down to, you know, where a point where I don't need it at all? And she says, that's the plan. That's the plan. The plan is to get you off it. I said, well, that's great. That's what I'd like to do. So in my record, it says Vincent refuses to take the medication twice a day. He will only take it once a day, and he is non-compliant. So I get fired. So those are the two complaints they had against me. It's in my permanent record, and I was really angry. I said, those are lies, and they won't stand. And they said, okay, so you want to go through the legal process of changing your medical records? And I said, if that's what it takes, sure. I said, I'm also allergic to lawyers, and they cause all kinds of problems. They're lawyers are people who like to, you know, cause confrontation. They like fights, and they like to charge both parties. But sure, if that's what you want to do, sure. I said, but all you have to do is, it sounds to me like the doctor had a problem with me asking questions. It sounds like the doctor had a problem with me having friends who are doctors, like Dr. Norman Shealy. And Dr. Shealy might say, you know, what about, have you considered this? And I go, well, yeah, that's a great idea. So I want to, you know, full disclosure for my medical doctors to talk about the things that I'd like to know more about. Well, here's the problem, Dr. Shealy. With the whole crux of the matter, why I got fired, was because I asked questions. Honest to God, that's the reason. So in meeting number one with the pulmonologist, you know, I meet with the nurse, and I've got my spiral-bound notebook, I've got, you know, my blood pressure, I've got all kinds of things that I've done, and I have it with me. So I have a chronological record of what I do. And I bring it with me, and I have my notes as to what questions I'd like to ask. Because you get 7 minutes with your pulmonologist, and I want to make sure that, you know, I get all my questions answered. So I've got my questions, and they say, well, that's great. We love it when patients, you know, have their medical records with them. They bring a log of what they've done. They bring their questions with them, so they make the visit count. I thought, wow, this is great. This is what I want to do. This is what I am doing. Well, actually, that's not what they want. They are not interested, at least in me, asking questions about things like Myers cocktails, colloidal silver, carbon 60, colostrum, inhalations of iodine, inhalations of colloidal or ionic silver. Those are questions that they don't have answers to, so they don't appreciate me asking questions along those lines. So what happens? Vinny gets fired. Now, I thought, and I can't wait to hear your comments, Dr. Shealy, I thought that by Vinny going in saying, you know, I'll be my own guinea pig. I will, you know, I'd like to try these things. Unless you have a problem with them, I'd like to try these things, and I'd like to report back to you what the results are. So here you have your own little sample of one. Little medical trial of one, and I can let you know what happens with me. So what do you think? Does this make any sense? And I get fired. Dr. Shealy, that's the whole story right there.
I would say your story is probably average for people who have common sense and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't ask questions, even if they have common sense. They're afraid to ask them for this kind of reason. But that's a... In my experience, unfortunately, especially in chronic illness, the system sucks. It fails miserably. What else can I say?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Shealy. So during the top of the hour commercial break, or just before that, Mrs. Finelli got a call from the office manager and said, we are willing to change the records. Without lawyers, to indicate that there's an incompatibility between me and the pulmonologist. And here's why it's so important. So I saw a second pulmonologist, and so I met with him for the very first time, and he said, so why are you here? I said, well, you know, I'd like to have a pulmonologist. He said, yeah, but why are you here? I said, well, I got fired by my other doctor. I was very frank with him. And he said, what did you do? What did you do? And I said, well, I didn't do anything. Yeah, okay. But what did you do? I didn't do anything. What? Well, you had to do something. What? You know, we're talking about a mortal sin here, right? I must have done something so egregious that I got myself fired. And I said, well, I really don't know, and I want to know. Maybe I just asked some questions that were, you know, problematic that the doctor didn't want to answer. Maybe that's what it was. I really don't know. And that turned out to be that's what it was. So the point I'm trying to make now is when you get fired by a doctor and you have a permanent record that says you've been fired, because you are non-compliant, and they make up the reasons, it really looks like you are a bad person, that you are, you know, your own worst enemy. And so why should anybody treat you? Because, heck, you don't follow directions. That's what it indicated on my permanent record, which they've agreed. I'm sorry?
How did the second pulmonologist react?
Can you? Well, finally, he understood after like 20 minutes with me that maybe I'm really not a real bad guy. Maybe what I'm saying is true, and maybe there's some kind of communications problem with me and the first doctor. And the interesting thing was that some of the things that I wanted to try, he suggested without me suggesting them. He said, well, let's try this, this, and this. And I said, that's great. I'm all for it. Let's do that. And that's what I wanted to have done anyway. And then my wife went to a pulmonologist, another pulmonologist, a third one, in the same practice as the first one. And so I sat in the meeting with her. And the pulmonologist that my wife went to in the first meeting said, well, you know, here's what you have. Here's what it is. Here's how we treat it. Here are the symptoms. Here are the causes. And here are several things that we can do. And one of the things that we can do is a sputum test. I couldn't believe it because I asked for a sputum test right away. Like, why can't I cough into this cup? And then why can't you send it off to the lab and see what's going on? Well, my first pulmonologist wouldn't do that. My wife's first pulmonologist said, why don't we do that? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So what I'm saying a whole bunch of things. One is all doctors are not created equally. That's for sure. All doctors don't communicate with their patients the same way. That's for sure. All doctors don't have the same amount of training, compassion, foresight, preparedness, and conscientiousness. That's for sure. So, you know, you can like your doctor. You can have a great rapport with him or her, but they may not have the skills, the knowledge, the experience, the compassion to help you or even desire. And in my case, the pulmonologist, my first pulmonologist, didn't have the desire. And that's why I got fired. But one of the points is, heck, if you get fired, it's going to be really hard to get another pulmonologist. It's kind of like if you get fired from a job and you fill out the job application and says, okay, what happened at the jobs that you've had? Why did you leave them? Well, I got fired. Oh, well, heck, there's no reason in continuing with the application because you got fired. Dr. Shealy, any quick comments before we go into a break?
I kind of patient.
And George is with us, and Dr. Shealy, and when we come back, Dr. Shealy's got the floor. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. George in New Hampshire's with us. Dr. Shealy, you got the floor.
Well, I think I'm satisfied at the moment until I have a session with you that I'm ready to go. I'm ready to learn how to, protect myself from my death.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. We're gonna go through about 100 rounds of ammunition with your gun, okay? We're going to do 100 rounds, and we're going to do more than that with others, okay? We're going to lead up to yours so that you're really comfortable with yours. But so what we want to do is we want to use just a standard ammunition. We don't want to use the expensive stuff. Just a full metal jacket 380 in a standard bullet weight, okay? George, your thoughts on that?
I think that would be good. I also think, Dr. Shealy, does your pistol have a rubber hand grip on it, or is it wood, or what?
Well, hold on. I'll reach into my case and pick it out. Okay, here it is. I plastic, but it's very comfortable. It's sort of got a little a few little ridges in it that make it better. But to me, it's extremely comfortable.
Well, that sounds. I would make a recommendation though that you might invest in for short money. I think it wouldn't be much more than $25. They have a grip, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, Finn. that it's called Pacmaya grips that are made out of molded rubber, and mm-hmm. it gives
They're
you
sticky.
You do?
They're real sticky, right? I mean, it's not like gooey sticky, but your hand doesn't seem to slide around in a Pacmaya. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And I mean, it's got a little sort of bit, it's Pacmaya, Pachmayr. And I found you can get different contours and even have some models that have contours for each of your individual fingers. You might find that will give you a much better grip and also more control. And it might even go a ways to absorbing some of the recoil or the kickback in the pistol to begin with. I'd recommend that for you. They make them in different models. And, I'll even keep an eye out. I give you one. You said the bodyguard, but it's a revolver. Some of them have square butts. Some of them have round butts. But I guess when you show it to Vincent, I don't know if Dr. Shealy's there with you now.
No, he's at his office, and
okay.
I'm at the farm.
No, but if you find out, I can keep an eye out, and I'll pick one up for you.
He has an automatic, semi-automatic. It's called a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380. So it's got the contours for the fingers. It's got that, and it looks like it would fit his hand just very, very nicely.
Because Smith & Wesson had a model called the Bodyguard that was a revolver. That's why it gets me a little confused, because, the new ones and there's the old ones.
George, I don't know the difference between a revolver and a pistol and a handgun.
Okay, George.
Well, we all have to learn sometime, and Dr. Shealy, there's one other thing, and Benson, if you don't mind, this might just take a little sideline, but it's pertinent to the matter at hand, I think. Now, after all of your years of experience and all your research and what you've seen, what you've learned in your career and the achievements of your career, it sounds like you're very, very close to probably the major achievement of a lifetime in medicine. And I would suggest that there might be a possibility that just as they have industrial espionage, they might have pharmaceutical or medical espionage, where who's to say someone couldn't break into your office to steal as much of your research as they could for whatever purposes that would save them a lot of shortcuts. And I know, Vincent, you went through this with an electronic device you designed, and somebody broke in and stole your files and came out with a facsimile.
Yes. Yeah. That's a very good point. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And class, the ATF defines a pistol as any handgun that doesn't contain its ammunition in a revolving cylinder. So a pistol is not a revolver. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least three people known dead from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that struck near Osaka in western Japan hours ago. Japanese media says there are at least 250 other people injured, and they believe that death toll will rise. So far, though, no major damage of buildings has been reported. a huge debate continuing about a Trump administration policy in which children of illegal immigrants are separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexican border. House Democrat Bill Pascarelli of New Jersey, among several Democrats who visited an immigration detention center where parents are being held. They were there yesterday, which was Father's Day.
When you're hearing the emotion from the fathers on Father's Day, you have to sit back and you have to listen and you have to reach out and try to be of some comfort to the individual.
USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Medical Dr. George is with us in New Hampshire. Gentlemen, what I've been reading about is very disturbing. There have been a number of suicides by taxi drivers. And these are guys who buy a medallion or they rent a medallion in the cities. A lot of cities require that you pay a fee, and it can be $1 million, or it used to be, for the privilege of driving a taxi, yellow cab kind of a taxi. Well, Uber has this ride-sharing system. Uber has put a real dent in the ability for these taxi drivers to earn a living, And there have been a number of taxi drivers who have just committed suicide because they can't make it go. They end up at the end of the month negative. They have lost money driving around, you know, fuel, the payments for the leasing of the medallion or the note to buy the medallion plus, you know, the cost of operating the cab. By the time they're done, they've lost money and they can't see any way out and they've killed themselves. And it's not just one. There are several of these guys who have done this. Now, it has to be pretty darn extreme for a person who has a family to kill himself. Well, the reason I'm mentioning that is here in Missouri we have a massive drought. And the price of a 500-pound cow is about $1.35 per pound. So there's no way that any farmer that I know can raise a cow to 500 pounds, sell it for $1.35 a pound, including all the costs associated with raising cows. And I'm talking about taxes and fences and fuel and tractors and equipment and breakdowns and repair parts and maintenance and all that. You put it all together, you're at a net loss. Well, I think farmers are going to be next because we have a drought. And right now, right this minute in our neck of the woods, we have a yield of about 25% of the hay crop that we would have normally gotten. Why? Because the weather went from winter to summer, and it skipped spring. And because it skipped spring, the undergrowth of the cool season grasses didn't materialize. So we're cutting what looks to be like tall grass, but there's no undergrowth, and there's very little volume. Bottom line is I think there's going to be a fire sale of cows because farmers aren't going to be able to carry them through the winter because they're not going to have enough hay. Now, that leads to, I guess, in my opinion, that if the taxi drivers are killing themselves because they can't make a go of it, farmers are going to be next. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about this rash of suicides, people just killing themselves?
Well, you know, to me, I don't believe in suicide. I think one has to find some other way out. I recognize that we all go through, you know, trauma. I mean, actually, I've met three people I call financial psychopaths that have ripped me off different amounts of money in the past, but I wouldn't do it. And I don't know what to say to people like that. They have to find a way to divest themselves as rapidly as possible and you know, do something else.
Yeah, and so we have the social media and we have the young people who I think are killing it. This is just my opinion based on things that I've heard and read and people I've talked to. The young people are not able to cope with difficulties, and I believe social media is contributing to their inability to cope, and young people are just taking their own lives. And we know a teacher in the East Coast, and he's a high school teacher, and six of his students have committed suicide in 2018 so far. Six. I mean, how is that possible? How is it possible to have one student in the entire school, let alone have one teacher who has had six students commit suicide? Very, very disconcerting, very concerning to me. I think parents need to be paying attention, looking for signs. And I think parents need to be paying more attention to their children, spending more time with them, and spending less time on social media. Just my comment. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts about that?
Well, I think anything that helps people get through crises is worthwhile. And there are many, many roads to Rome for every single situation. And so, to me, you have to detach and do the best you can. And I don't think there's a universal answer for any group of people, especially even for any individual.
George, are you seeing more suicides in your neck of the woods on the East Coast, Northeast, New Hampshire?
Well, I know they hush it up, but I'm told that a lot of the younger people are committing suicide. Now, sometimes it could be in another guise where they may not put it down as a suicide, but who's to say that? In other words, somebody could be driving along in a car, and if they have a tendency or some suicidal thoughts come to them, and especially where I'm told some of this, there's a lot of more people on depression medication, and one of the side effects of the depression medication is
suicide.
right, and homicidal tendencies. I would say it's like we're in a giant Jenga game. You know that game where you remove one block at a time from a, looks like a little skyscraper of blocks? And it's like they're removing not only the meaning of life, they're removing accomplishing things, no matter how small in this artificial environment we live in, but then also they're encouraging suicide. There's a program, I believe, on Netflix. I forget the title. Do you remember, gentlemen, the title? That, in other words, it's showing young people committing suicide, and it's almost like it's being, not almost, it's being profit up almost like saying, well, this is an alternative. And at the same time, they're removing any reference to God, commandments, conscience. In other words, basically, you know, just kill yourself and the world will be a better place. I hate to say it, but
sounds
it's insanity.
Like the leftista, more of the leftista, the idiot Democrats and leftist BS that needs to be stopped yesterday. Sorry.
No argument from me. Dr. Shealy, I was working, and George, I was working on the, believe it or not, during one of the commercial breaks last week on an air conditioning system of our tractor. So during the commercial break, I ran outside, hooked up the gauges to, I'm talking about a manifold gauge set to measure the pressures and vacuum and so forth on an air conditioning system on our cab tractor so we could bale hay. And one of the things that happens when you connect these gauges is there's a little amount of pressure that's released from the lines, the hoses, if you will, and Freon or whatever the refrigerant is just goes psst, just a small amount of gas escapes. It's not preventable. Regardless of how well you're trained to do it, there's always going to be a small amount of gas that escapes. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I have in my hands a ultraviolet light. It's a little flashlight. It holds two AAA dry cells. And this flashlight is just a little bit thicker than a ballpoint pen would be. Okay, so we'll call it a thick ballpoint pen in size. And it has an ultraviolet LED on the end. So instead of having a normal light bulb at the end, it has an ultraviolet light bulb. And the dye, the refrigerant I use, contains dye. And what you do is you aim this little flashlight with an ultraviolet bulb toward where you think you might have a leak of a refrigerant, and it tells you where the leak is. Kind of like what maybe an X-ray might do, or a CAT scan might do for a person, this does for a refrigeration system. It's a common tool. Now, why am I mentioning this? Well, it has to do with medicine. So I took this LED and I looked around for a leak, and I was able to find out where some Freon leaked. But I thought, you know, my hand was really close to where that valve was that went, and a small amount of spray came out. So I took this ultraviolet light, and I aimed it at my fingers, my hands, and sure enough, I was sprayed. Now, you wouldn't see that if you didn't have this ultraviolet light. Now, what does that have to do with medicine? Well, coughing. So a person coughs just, or sneezes, I got to tell you, I'll bet you those particles go 10 feet or more. How concerned should we be? Because I saw all these little tiny dots of this dye from the refrigerant on my hands as a result of what seemed to be an innocuous little release of gas. But you can see that these microparticles travel. Dr. Shealy, how concerned should we be out in public when someone's coughing and sneezing?
Well, obviously you stay away from it as far as possible. And the most important thing is to keep your own immune system as strong as possible all the time.
Okay.
That means vitamin B3, vitamin B2, adequate B complex, you know, a whole bunch of normal things to protect yourself. I happen to have been on these large doses of vitamin D3, K2, et cetera, for over 12
right. What about a person who's on antibiotics? What should that person be doing?
Well, you know, getting off as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But taking plenty of probiotics along with.
Okay, do you take the antibiotic at the same time as the probiotic,
no,
or do you space them?
Always at least 2 hours apart.
Okay, 2 hours apart. So, class, if you're on antibiotic, you want to take a probiotic 2 hours apart from the antibiotic. Do you take the probiotic with food or without food?
I think either way is okay with the probiotic.
Okay, how about antibiotics?
Well, take them on an empty stomach, in my opinion.
Okay. I guess that would be for most antibiotics.
Yeah.
Some of them are really rough on the gut.
Well, all of them are rough on the gut, in my experience. I don't know one that I've ever had in the past that didn't affect my gut for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm. George, do you have a medical question for Dr. Norman Shealy?
Yes, Dr. Shealy, is there a difference to sea salt as opposed to the iodized, almost chemicalized salt in terms of people who are on low salt diets? Do you find that the sea salt is more acceptable to the body and beneficial even for them?
Hold that thought. We're coming into a break. We'll be right back and we'll get that answer.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Dr. Sheely's with us, and George had a question about salt, and we're talking about plain table salt, iodized table salt, the white salt that, you know, you might buy from the supermarket, and comparing that to some of the other salts like the pink salt and the Mediterranean sea salt. Is that correct, George?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Sheely, what are your thoughts?
I use only one salt, the pink salt, Himalaya. The reason is it has 3% trace minerals in it and is much, much, much better for you. I don't like those that are iodized because often they have aluminum added to them as well.
And is the aluminum added for anti-caking? Is that why they use that?
Well, it's the aluminum industry is one of the worst. Mafia combined, in my opinion, they're responsible for fluoride in your water. I don't like anything aluminum. I think it should be banned.
Okay, so George, I was watching a television series, and it's called Escape to the Continent. These are people who want to get out of England, and they want to go where the cost of living is less. And in one of the episodes, they showed a process of making salt, sea salt, Mediterranean sea salt. And what they do is they take seawater and they evaporate the seawater in a series of evaporation, we'll call them like lagoons almost, and or ponds. I guess a pond would be a better term. And they literally take the salt water and continuously evaporate it, and what's left would be the Mediterranean sea salt. So there's people walking in bare feet. There's everything that's in the Mediterranean Sea in that salt, you know, all the pollutants. And so to me, I'm not interested in that either. The one that I want is the ancient Himalayan sea salt, which is pink, just as Dr. Sheely said. And there's one other thing that I've noticed, Dr. Sheely. When I was growing up, we had a salt shaker, and it was like for white diamond crystal salt or Morton salt, but it was iodized, and that's what we had on the table when I was growing up. Well, over the years, we stopped using salt. There seemed to be plenty of salt in everything we were eating, and it'd be odd for us to have a salt shaker on the table. Well, now, since you've introduced us to the the Himalayan salt, the pink salt. We actually have a salt shaker, and we find out that we use very little of it, but we use it now instead of not using it. So what I think the case may be is if you do go with the pink salt, you'll find that you use less of it than you might of the white salt. Dr. Shu, does that ring true with you too?
Absolutely correct. You bet. But, you know, I buy a 5-pound bag of it, and that will last me more than 5 years.
Yes, and that's what we do. We get it from a company called Saltworks. It comes in different grinds. You can get it really coarse to a very fine grind. You pick your grind. 5 pounds, $19, shipped, delivered at the door. So, and saltworks.com. It's not a commercial. That just happens to be where we get it. You know, we've looked all over, and we want to make sure it comes from a company that is going to add ingredients that we're not interested in. So that's saltworks.com. George, do you have any other medical questions?
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, to make up for the iodine loss that you'd get that was supplemented in the other chemicalized salts, would you find if somebody would incorporate like good quality sardines, salmon, even if it's from a can, would that go a long way to getting the required dose of iodine in the diet?
It could. The reason I don't like sardines is they're in aluminum cans.
Understood. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Shirley, what about what about adding iodine liquid, you know, a drop on your skin and just rubbing it with a Q-tip? What about that way of?
It works, but you have to do it every day, and so I prefer oral.
Okay.
Do you recommend any particular kind of?
I-O-D-O-R-A-L. Iodoral.
All right. Cool.
Iodoral. Once a day, right, Dr. Shealy?
Yep. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Shealy, thanks so much. George, thank you so much for being with us. That's above all honesty and integrity.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.